and this blessing again. Amen. Praise the Lord. 2022, we're back in the church for Vacation Bible School. Amen. Thank you. We've been missing y'all. Amen. I've been missing y'all. Praise the Lord. And we're just so blessed and thankful to have everybody here with us tonight. Amen. I just need these to read. I can still see you. Amen. So, let us pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you, O Lord, for this blessing again. That you've assembled us once more. That we can come together for Vacation Bible School, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Let us be a blessing this week. New Hope Baptist Church and Pastor Steve, Minister Kitchen and the workers, we thank you tonight, Lord. And we pray, oh God, that you'd let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And we praise God tonight that for the first time, you can come sit down, Sister Ruth. For the first time, amen, in the history of New Hope Church, Vacation Bible School, we are not only here in-house, but we're also in your house. Amen. We're virtual this year. Praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord for that. Amen. Praise the Lord. And for all of you that's out there in virtuality land, God bless you. So good to have you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know if you got a question, just ask it in your spirit and praise the Lord, I'll catch it. Amen. Somebody say, all brash up. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Y'all are, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Tonight, day one, session one. Everybody have a handout? Sister Sarah. Oh, okay. Yeah, two handouts for Sister Sarah. Y'all remember that movie with Clint Eastwood, Two Mules for Sister Sarah? Y'all don't know nothing about them old cowboys. So somebody in there, they bobbing their head like they know about them two mules for Sister Sarah. That was a pretty good movie, y'all. Session one tonight. We have a very familiar lesson. Now, this is not a trick question, nothing like that. But you know, how many of y'all? Where did creation first start? I mean, there's no trick question. Thank you. I have to remember that. Oh, Lord Jesus. They got them all over the place. There ain't no way I can hide. Okay. The question was, it's not tricky or anything. prayer did creation start. I'm not asking, listen at me clearly. It started, and I need you to kind of grab a hold of what I'm getting ready to tell you. It started in the, there you go. Thank you. We know it started with God. Because as it says, in the beginning, God. We know that, okay? Ephesians tells us that we were created for him. If somebody can Google it right quick and holler at me. We were created for his, well, it says pleasure. Good pleasure. What is that? How many have heard that poem? I guess it's a poem. It talked about the creation. I was intending to do a lot of things, but stuff just got past me. I was intending to get that. But anyway. It was in the mind of God. It tells us that because the very first verse of the very book of the Bible, the very first chapter of the Bible, tells us when. In the beginning. And that meant, you know, now you can say God. It started with God that grew out of the mind of God. And because it grew out of the mind of God, let's just, okay, if there are young people that are down the stairs, and if you're an adult, you can come back up here. Is that Miss Stewart? Well, praise the Lord, Lord, have mercy. Hello. Where was I at? I was talking about the mind of God, right? In the beginning, God, well, what does verse 1, I just told you the answer if you caught on to it. In verse 1, what does verse 1 tells us? That's the answer I want. Verse, in the beginning tells us, there's a word I want y'all to catch on to. In the beginning, there's a word, an adverb. In the beginning tells us what? In the beginning tells us what? I just gave you the answer to what I'm asking you. In the beginning tells us, I just want one word. What? In the beginning tells us what? No, go no further. In the beginning tells us what? You're missing what I'm saying. If that's what you want to say, I'm asking you for one word. In the beginning tells us. In the beginning tells you what? The what? In the beginning, listen at me and catch on to it. In the beginning tells us what? Not only does in the beginning tells us what, but in the beginning tells us something else, another adverb. When? You want to come up? In the beginning tells us the first thing. You can put them either, any way you want them. In the beginning tells us what? In the beginning tells us how, when, where, and praise the Lord, she went to English. In the beginning tells us those things. All right? And after all of the, well, we left out one word, didn't we? Who? Yeah. In the beginning tells us who, because after in the beginning, God. All right? Who, what, when, where, why, and how. There you go. All of those are after in the beginning. And we know the when because it says in the beginning. Now let me say it the way I learned it. Who in the beginning tells us who, because the next clause tells us who the who is. God. In the beginning tells us what, because in the next clause it tells us the what. Not only does it tell us the who, but it tells us the what, because it says the who created trying to get them in my mind, but they all up there, jumble all up, but y'all know what I'm talking about, right? The very first thing in the scripture, verse 1, it tells us who, what, when, how, where, anything else you want to know. In the beginning, y'all read it to me, somebody. Verse 1, in the beginning, God did what? Created the who? The what? Heavens and earth. All right? What all that verse does is simply tells us who did what when. Did y'all understand what I just said? Who did what when? And the very next verse tells us, and it gives us a, if verse 1 tells us the who, what, where, and all that, then the very next verse of creation gives us the it gives us the condition. Y'all, are you with me? And verse 2 says what? And remember he created two things in verse heaven and earth. Verse 2 starts out by saying, by giving us the condition of what he had created. Amen. And what was the condition of what happened in verse 1 in the creating of the heavens and the earth? The earth was, well, y'all help me. My light bulb ain't on. I need some help right there. The earth was without. That means it didn't have nothing. Well, it existed because verse 1 tells us that God created now. So there is a what? Y'all agree? Now there is a what? And the what are heaven and earth. Verse 2 says, what's the condition of, we haven't gotten to the heaven. It just tells us first about, and the earth was without form. Time out. Without form, meaning had no shape. Praise the Lord. Without form, had no shape. So now we know the shape. How do we know the shape? Yeah, somebody go, How do we know this? Is it any place in the creative scripture or the created process that tells us the shape? Say what, Pastor? Well, now it does have form. It doesn't. Right. Verse 2, the earth was without form. All right, we're going to stop right there. Is there anywhere in the creative process, scripturally, listen to what I'm saying, is there anywhere in the creative process that tells us scripturally the form of the earth? No. How do we know? When did we find out that the earth was? I'm sort of speeding up in the head, light years, well, not light years, but a few years. When did we find out that the earth was round? Praise the Lord. When Columbus and... Ma'am? Columbus said it was... No. Columbus said it was... Other folks said it was flat. Said, Columbus, if you go, you're going to fall off. The earth. Columbus said, no, I had a talk with Jesus. No, you didn't have a talk with Jesus. You just used your mind to think that the earth was round. All right? Because there were scientists that looked at the galactic makeup some years prior to that, excuse me, to look at, what word did I use? The practical makeup, all that means is just space and what was in it. And had theorized that this is a planet hanging out in space, cylindrical in form. All right? Did the three wise men figure out that it was round? I'm just asking a question. All they knew about was what? They were called astronomers. That's the big time word. That's all. All they knew about was stars, moon, and the sun, and all that. Did God, when he was having a talk with Job, over there in them 40th chapters of Job, when he was questioning Job about who he was and how did Job know about his omnipotence? Did he tell Job? Did he say, Job, where was you when I did all this? Y'all remember that? So the creative process was not a... I always get to talking, and I always give you the answer of a question I'm getting ready to ask you. Well, I'm going to ask it anyway. Was the creative process haphazard in its order? Y'all ain't saying nothing. Ain't got but an hour, y'all. God is always in order. We know that he's always in order, but we're talking about the whole creation and the whole creative process. And what was the question that I asked y'all? I used the word. Was the creative process haphazard in order? Who said no? Was that you, mother? Oh, mother's daughter said no. Now, you know there's a question, don't you? You know I'm going to ask you a question, don't you?
I don't think it was haphazard because God created it. He is the creator. He doesn't do anything haphazard.
He knew what he was doing, Mississippi? We ain't got that for yet. She said it was Trinity involved, and I said, we ain't got that for yet. But was the creative... Y'all ought to know me by now. It's been 2 years since we've been together. So. Is there any way to tell whether or not the creative process was haphazardly done? Is there any way we can know that or find that information out? Who said no? You said no. Why you say no? We wasn't around, so we couldn't know, right? But how many? What did I just ask you? Is there a way that we can find out if the creative process was haphazardly done? And I don't hear it. It's not. You're missing my question. Is there any way that we can know? How many Bibles in this room? Pick them up, hold them up in your hand. I don't want them in your right hand. If you got a Bible, if you got my lesson that Nicole took time out and printed out for you, pick it up and hold it up. I know you just got it. When I ask if anybody knew about the creation process and about creation, everybody in here did what? You raised up your hand. So if you knew about the creation process, then you found that information out from somewhere. Where did you find that out, Lord? Have mercy, Jesus. Glory to God. You've been reading it all your life. Sunday school, BYP, UPT, you all them other U's. Now I'm going to ask my question again. Is there any way, anywhere we can find out whether or not the creative process was out of order? In the Bible. Amen. Pastor told us God was a God of order. So, that's nothing. All we got to do is just look in the Word of God.
That's in virtual land. We're going through the creation process and whether or not it was in order, and it went according to. Remember, I asked you, where did all this creation business start? And we found out that it started in the mind of God. If it started in the mind of God, then God had already planned it out. Can I get an amen? He had already planned it out and figured it out. Well, he didn't have to figure it out because he's God, you know. If you understand what I'm saying. Question in the back. Question? You just raised your hand for amen. Oh, no, that's okay. That's okay. So then, we know now that the earth was without form. Amen. So we now know that in the creative process, God formed it the way he wanted to be. And we found out through science and all that other stuff that it is round in form. And the next thing was it was what? It didn't have no form, and it didn't have no shape. It didn't have nothing. Ma'am? Big, round, dark ball. Anybody got a different? That's what it was. And it was without form and void. And it goes on to say, and what? And darkness was upon the face of the, what do we mean by deep? You're on the right track. I can't hear you, but you look like you're giving me the right information I want. The stuff that was around it. Y'all with me? Darkness was upon the face of the deep because he had not, well, told the light to do what? Shine. And that goes on to the, and it says, and God said that there be light. And what happened? There was light. Where did the light come from? I heard somebody say, what, Brother Thomas? The light came from God. Because God said, come here, light. He spoke it. Now, I'm going to pose a question to you, and I need you to just ponder it in your mind. I need you to write, if you got you got a lesson, if you got a pen. I ain't got no pens for y'all this year. I want you to write down, created. That's what I was intended to ask you to do. If there's somewhere a space, write the word created. Well, I'm gonna give you one. You got to you and under created, I want you to put every time you hear that, I want you to write it down. Created. You got that? And under created, every time you hear that word, give it a numerical order. And 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. All right? I'm going to give you the first one. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So that's number one. What did he create? Heavens and the earth. In verse 3, is it verse 3? What did he tell the light? Let there be light. And the light came from God. And what did the light do? Shined. What else is going on? And the light, read on. Come on, read somebody. And God saw the light, and the light was good. Okay. And what else? Did what? Okay, because at the end of verse 2, what's at the end of verse 2? Is that where I want y'all to be? That ain't where I want y'all to be. At the end of verse 3? I thought I wanted y'all to be at... Well, not at the end of verse 3, I'm 2, but in the middle of verse 2. I'm sorry. That's my bad. My excuse. What was in the middle of verse 2? Darkness was upon the face of everything. All right? And now, beginning at verse 3, he said, let there be light. And there was light. Read on. And God saw the light and saw that the light was good. So that means God accomplished what he sent his word out to do. So in the eyes of God, it was. Do you think he poked his chest out? Y'all know he did. Okay, so the light was good. Now here he begins to do something in verse 4. What did he do? He divided the light from the darkness. I wonder how God did that. He spoke it. And it was so. So is there now any darkness left? Did y'all think it's just a simple question? If you read the Bible, you just read it. What did he do? He divided the light from the darkness. Light over here, darkness over here. Well, light up here and darkness here, or whichever one you want it to be. So it's like nothing. How did you know that was going to happen? It was just in the Bible. Amen. It's right there in your Bible. Read on. And God called the light day and the darkness night. Is there a reason why he got light and darkness? I'm just asking a question. That's what he wanted, right? That's what he wanted. He wanted day and night. Well, he wanted light and dark. The light he called day, and the night he called, and the darkness he called night. All right? So, well, it tells us that day and night was one day. Okay, so it's all in the creative process as being a part of his creative plan. All right? So then stuff happened in... Do you think God needed light to see? He didn't need day for him to see. He didn't, amen, because he's the one that created it. And he said, we just read in verse day one. Was that day one? Was the first day. And what he did was good. Let's just stay with that process. And what God did was good. Read on. Let there be a firmament where? Now, if you go back a few verses back, you see that the waters... Did God move on to do something about the waters? Sister H, what did you say, Sister H? The what moved upon? The Spirit of God moved where? On the face of the waters. Did he create water? Where is that at? What verse did water happen? Verse what? What did it say in verse 2? Oh, time. And it says, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face. First of all, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Okay, we know that we got light and darkness, day and night. Now we move down to verse 6. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the... I asked the question, did God create the waters? You remember when God said, what's the first thing God said, let there be? Light. And it tells us that the Spirit of God moved upon the face of what? Verse 2, face of the waters. The first verse tells us, in the beginning, God created the heavens and so then when he created the earth, in the process of creating the earth, in his mind, there was a creative process of water. We're going to figure that out in the very first net. And then the very next verse, I think it is. We're going to have to move on. Oh, man, it's 8:15. All right. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the water. What's the firmament? We got to do something with the water now, because the water is upon the face of the earth. And we got to do something about the water. And so God created. Remember now, everything that's happening now is physically happening on earth. Nothing has taken place where? Above the earth. So now he's getting ready to start stuff to happen above the earth. And what is it that he now is doing to make things happen but above the earth? And he did what? He's the firmament. Come on, we're going to get there. Atmosphere. So I heard somebody back there saying, but they gave me more than one, and I don't want but one heaven in this process. He divided the waters from the, what does it say? And he made the firmament. And he put it where? In the midst of the what? Waters. That means that there's more than one. If the firmament is in the midst of the water, then the firmament is a dividing process that divides what? Waters. From waters. So you got a water where? Water on earth and water in heaven. Y'all seeing me now? So we got water on earth. Do you? Somebody get that? And we got now water above. Above, above, above. In the clouds. Yeah. Time out, Otis. Just hold that thought. Hold that thought. I'll get back to you, I promise. We have a firmament now, and the firmament is all of this stuff that we call heavens. We look up and we see on a clear day. I can see clearly now. We see what? I said on a clear day. Blue sky, sunshine. We see a blue sky. Is there water in the blue sky? Where do water come from? Remember I said we got water on and where? Above. Remember I said the water on the earth is called dew. You remember me saying that? Because later on you're going to read where the water came up from the earth and watered everything that was on the earth. I'm moving ahead of myself. We call it, Negroes that are out in the South call it dew. Y'all know what the dew does. It do what? Water the grass. Kill stuff. When you wait for the first dew. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all ain't from the country. Well, y'all is from the country. All right? So now we got the firmament, which is everything that's above the earth, clouds. And now, remember when he said he divided the waters and put some up and some down? Remember? All right? When Elijah said it was going to do what? For how long? Elijah sent one of his youngers out and said, go and see if you see any clouds coming. And the young boy said, no, I ain't seen nothing. Go back again. No, I see nothing. Go back again. Well, I see a little cloud about as big as a man's hand. Did it rain? Well, when the clouds came, in the process of God, he did not tell us all of the technicalities of the creative process, but man has. Remember, God told man, subdue and figure it all out. Y'all remember that? There's nowhere in the Bible where it says God made clouds. But he did create a firmament and divided the waters that was on the earth from the waters that was above the earth. The water that's above the earth comes from clouds. Amen. And water that's on the earth is dew that comes up and waters stuff. Now, that process was on what day? No, it ain't on the first day. Second day. So now we got to get on with these days. I thought I was going to have a little more time. But day three in your handout. Go to your handout. You see what happens? Because I know I need to get to day six. So you're going to have to go home and read about day three, four, five. Y'all with me? Remember the word I told y'all to write down? What was that word? So now you'll have to. Okay, Pastor gonna give us the three created. I just told you. Whatever Pastor got, that's what we're gonna go with.
Day one was light. Day two, expanse. Meaning bringing order to creation. Day three, dry ground. Day four, light bearers. Yes.
I don't want in your handout, it tells you the same thing pastors read. Just look in your handout.
Okay.
Look in your handout. That's okay. That's okay. They want to hear it from you, Pastor. Sister Cole, I apologize. I got to put my glasses on. I'm sorry. If you can write down on the handout, all right. Day one, God created the heavens and the earth. Day two, God said, "Let there be light." Also, he said, separated the waters. On day two, he made the sky. He made the seas. Because in the scripture, he says, and he called the waters seas. He said, let dry ground appear. He said, let the waters be gathered together, lakes and rivers and all that stuff. That was on day three. Dry land appeared. Day three, he made flowers and all that stuff, vegetables and fruits. And day four, he made the sun and the moon and stars. I need you to be listening. Day four, he made the sun, the moon, and the stars. Day five, he created all the beasts of the fields and all that stuff. Well, the fish came with the waters. He said, let them that be in the water be in the water. I'm paraphrasing, if you understand what I'm saying. Okay? Those that's waterable, that's where you will be. And day five, he created stuff. He populated the land, the earth, with all kinds of beasts, creeping things, and crawling stuff. He created those on day five. Right. Day five, he also said, let the sky be filled with flying creatures. Day six, he said, let the earth be filled with all kinds of creatures. That's what he did on day six. He did that on day six. Yeah. Okay, there are three things God did on day six. Three things he did on day six. I'm sorry these were not in your handouts. I couldn't make too many for your handout. We were just going to talk about them. Is there somewhere you can write day six? He did three things. Day six, he created the living things. Day six, he created man, not men. Somebody get that? He created M-A-N, not M-E-N. That's going to happen in another part of the Bible. Day six, he created food for man for everything that he had created. There are two things he created that came out of the creative process. I know what that say. But it does say male and female on day six. And what? Thank you, brother. Thank you, Deacon Jackson. Well, it does tell us in day six. Somebody read that for me, right? Six, where he did that. Verse what? Yeah, I got it highlighted right here. It says, verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Okay, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. And now you can read on verse 28 through 31. All right. Now, here ends the creation process. All right. Now, in your handout, all of the lesson is from chapter 1, verse 1 through chapter 2, verse 9. And there's a reason for that. Remember, I told you at the end of verse 31, chapter 1 is the end of the creation process. That means what? He's through. He has finished creation work. Now, And is everything God made good? Yes, sir. Well, verse 27 says, and he created. Well, it's in there. What did he say? What scripture was 26 or 27 or what? 27. Verse 27. Read that. And God, no. Brother Thomas, I want you to read 27. Yes, sir? In his own image. And in the image of God created he him. Wait a second, just stop right there. He created what in verse 27? Or who? Them. That ain't all he created. Male, go on. It's in that verse you're reading. Created he who? Them. All right. Now, that's as far as we're going with that. Because now at the end of verse 31, we're at the end of the creation process. And I said our lesson goes through chapter 2, verse 9. And there's a reason for that. Because I asked the question, is everything that God did good? And that ain't right. No. I asked the question, is everything that at the end of the creative process that God made, was it good? Well, now I'm going to send you somewhere. Just be quiet. I'm going to send you somewhere. I'll get you there, I promise you. Oh, yeah. It's in there. Verse 31. Remember the question I asked. The question I asked was, at the end of the creative process, at the end of creation, no, take it down. Was everything that God did good? Y'all said. I said you were wrong. Because you were wrong. Everything that God made at the end of the creative process was good until when? 31. Verse 30. Now you can put it back up. Verse 31. Remember, everything that he did was, and God saw that it was good. No, I don't want you to go there yet. Before 31, everything that God did was what? Good. Now he made male and female and said, I don't know, I did myself now. And God looked at it and saw that it was good. Come on, give yourself some credit from God. Amen. You better than just good. You're very good. And there's a reason why we see chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. We know what God created chapter 1, verse 1 through 31. And in 31, he tells us that my crowning process was the creation of man and woman, male and female. That was my crowning achievement, and it was very good.
God saw all that he had made. All that he had made, and it was very good.
So you all include me now, Pastor. So the whole process was very good. I got you. Praise the Lord. That's why he passed. Amen. That was with this stuff. So y'all got that? So the whole process was very good. Amen. But now, Pastor, I do have to say that he looked at what he did and he said, okay, it's good. That's what it was. He did. Y'all did read that in y'all Bible that he said, okay, I did the light and the water. That's good. Amen. Praise the Lord. I did the moon and the stars. That's good. Amen. Flowers, trees, fruit, vegetables. Oh, that's good. Amen. Then Adam and Eve came. Oh, now that's showing up very good right there. We got you, Pastor. In verses 2 through 9, there's a reason for that process. Because we know what the creative process is from chapter 1, verses 1 through 31. So now we've got chapter 2, verses 1 through 9. And Y'all waiting on me? I was hoping somebody would tell me my light bulb ain't on. Y'all tell me about chapter 2, verse 1 through 9. Well, we know he rested on the seventh day. It was what? Is that in chapter 2? Well, just keep on reading. Seventh day he rested. And then what else happened? He blessed and sanctified and made the seventh day holy. Just keep on reading. Just keep on reading. And I heard somebody say something about some generations. These are the what? Of who? Read. I need you to read that. Read it. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created. Read the next part. In the day made the earth, keep reading. In the earth. What was the fruit and all that stuff for? Where you see that? No, that happened on day 6. Remember? Day 6 he made the food. Remember? So now what verse is that you're reading in chapter 2? Read on verse 6. Okay, read. Oh, there we go. I thought he created male and female, man and woman on day 6. No, it told us in verse 27 of chapter 1 that he created them. Well, what does verse 6 say in chapter 2? Oh, now 7, go on to the next. And the Lord God did what? Well, okay, now what did he do in chapter 27 and verse 27 and verse in chapter 1? Read, go back to verse 27 in chapter 1. Oh, he didn't. I thought verse 27 say he created. Deacon Altair wants to say something. He might have my answer.
He detailed.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. He told us how he did what he did in verse 27. He told her, now, I know what I told you in verse 27 of chapter 1. Now, mother, this is how I did it. Don't go no further. You're trying to mess up the mind of God. All right? Verse 7. And what did he do in verse 7? He formed. That's how he created. Read on. Breathe into his nostrils the breath of life, and what happened? Man became a who? Living what? Soul. All right. It's interesting. Anybody's light bulb on now? How you got here? And remember, I said he only created how many? He only created one what? He only created one what? Man. And he created him after his image and his, and I need you to write this down because you need to know what I'm getting ready to tell you. Somebody asked the question, am I after the image and the likeness of God? Are you? Well, I hate to bust your bubble. I really do. And it's right here in the Word of God. Turn in your Bibles to Genesis, the 5th chapter. Y'all over there too, if you want to grab a hold of this, because I got about 2 minutes. Genesis, the 5th chapter. If you got one of them electronic devices, put it up right quick. Because you're getting ready to see something. And you hear it all the time from them radio television preachers, how we made. And that ain't true. It only tells us that God created one man after the image and after the likeness of God. One man. And that man was, he named him Adam. Between chapter 1, verse 27, and Genesis, the 5th chapter, something happened. Between 1 and 27 and chapter 5, something happened. Verse 1 of chapter 5 begins by saying, read it. This is the book of the generation of who? Adam. In the what? That God did what? Created him. Read. In the God? You're going to see something. God made him. Read on. Male and created he them. Read on. Okay. Adam, in the day that they were created, read. Read that again. Read that again. 130 years begat, had children. How? His children were how? In the likeness of who? Well, I think y'all think that it was God. Why wasn't it God? Remember I told you something happened. They lost their first estate. They were kicked out of Eden because of what? Sin. Is sin in the image and the likeness of God? You know it's not. They lost their what? Connection. Their relationship. Everything else they lost. Because of sin. So they are no longer in the image and after the likeness of God. You know I'm going to ask you a question while the children coming in. Why? Because of I didn't say that. Pastor said that. You was born in sin, created in iniquity. You are the product of Adam. Not, well, you made God, you all God, we all God's creatures. We all his creation. Amen. Let's understand that. We are all his creation. But not his likeness. Not after his image. The first man, Adam. Okay. Any questions? Well, I think that's all the children. Let's praise God for tonight's lesson. Amen. I know. Tomorrow night's lesson, session two. Tomorrow night's lesson, session two. Does everybody have a handout before you leave? Session two. Session two. We're going to talk about what we're going to talk about. Okay, the burning Moses and the burning bush. God bless you. Thank you all tonight for your attention. I'm good. I'm through.